You know, the Word of God makes me fired up. You know, I know where to go to get my comfort. I know to go to get my instruction. Turn to your neighbor and say, I could use some comfort. And turn to your other neighbor and say, I can use some instruction. You know, life is a long road, isn't it? It can be a long road sometime, right? Ticky, 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 ticky. Luke chapter 18. Turn to your neighbor and say, Luke chapter 18. And turn to your other neighbor and say, thank you for not talking during the sermon. Awesome. Persistence. Turn to your neighbor and say, persistence. And turn to your other neighbor and go, shh. Turn to your neighbor and say, persistence is good. Sometimes we just run out of strength in life. You know, life brings a lot of obstacles, do they not? Life, just living life. How many of you know that living life on this sin-fallen world brings some obstacles and some struggles? Am I the only one? Say amen if you believe me.
Amen.
Say oh my if you ain't got no struggles. Somebody got no struggles over here. We need to talk to this lady after the sermon. But we need to be persistent. If you're a Christian, you need to keep on keeping on, not giving up, not giving in, not giving out. Turn to your neighbor and say, don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give out.
Don't give out.
Don't give in.
Don't give in.
I'm just saying. You're going to need the perseverance and persistence to get through this life. I promise you in the Word, that's what you're going to need. Because a lot of people, they get all fired up. Remember those people that got all fired up for Jesus? You like my preacher boy? Jesus. Watching too much religious TV. You know what I'm saying? Praise God. I could start singing it too, you know. It's like they start talking and they start preaching and they start singing. Old school stuff, you know. But I want to be persistent and I want to persevere in my Christian walk because I want to finish it to the end. I don't want to look good for a short while like a bottle rocket or a fire, a bottle rocket. You know the kind you shoot up? Oh, it looks pretty for about what? 2 seconds. I don't want to look pretty, even though I look pretty more than 2 seconds. Just joking. But I just don't want to be pretty for 2 seconds. I just don't want to be strong for 2 seconds in my walk. I want to persevere with persistence, even when things are going bad in my life. I told you I was going to preach. Because this is going to encourage some folks that are just wanting to give up because things ain't going according to your plan. And you know what? I'm glad sometimes, most times, that it didn't go according to my plan. Are you feeling me? No, y'all. No, I didn't. God's plan is the right plan. And remember how your plans all worked out? You followed your own desires, your own will, and you end up in a bad place because you made wrong decisions. A lot of times we're in a bad place in life, and then we didn't make a bad decision. It's just the way life is. We live in a sin-fallen world. Have y'all noticed that?
Amen.
Have y'all noticed that we live in a sin-fallen world? And all the time, if you're a Christian trying to live your Christian life out in the Word of God, all these obstacles come your way, and they do this. Come on. Come on. Just for a moment of time. And I want to talk about this lady's persistence. Turn to your neighbor and say, I want to be a lady of persistence. It'll help you. It'll help you. Luke 18. Luke, it's in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, the third book in the New Testament. Listen to this. Now he was selling them a parable, are telling them a parable to show that at all times they ought to pray and not to lose heart. Oh. I could just stop right there, yeah? So turn to your neighbor and say, always pray. And don't lose heart. Because you know why did Jesus say this parable? Because we have a tendency, because we're flesh, we're human beings, we don't get everything right all the time, and we suffer the consequences, and we're in this life, and we're trying to get out to a better place. And He knows that through all our obstacles and everything that we've got to deal with in our life, there's going to be a chance that we what? Lose heart.
Amen.
You know people that have lost heart? You know people. Oh yeah, it could happen. And it can happen a lot. Losing heart is a bad thing. And God doesn't want us to lose heart, does He? What does He want us to do? You know, one thing about this first verse, it says you ought to pray. You know, you can pray anywhere, anytime, any place. You don't have to look religious, be in a religious place. You don't have to be at a pulpit or an altar. You know what I'm saying? Pray anywhere, everywhere, anywhere, anytime. And so when you pray, and if you're like me, that's a difficulty. That's the most difficult part of your Christian experience is your prayer life a lot of times, because our mind is doing what? Just so busy, isn't it? Is it busy? Or am I the only one?
No.
My mind is busy.
Yeah.
I got a lot going on. But find those moments of prayer time, whether it's one sentence, one word, or just a grunt. You feeling me? That's what He says here. He says, all times. Turn to your neighbor and say, all times.
All
and turn to your other neighbor and say, not just sometimes.
Sometime.
They ought to pray and not to lose heart, saying, in a certain city there was a judge who did not fear God. He was an unbeliever, wasn't he? You've got to fear God to be a believer, right? And he did not respect man. So he don't care nothing about man. He doesn't care nothing about God. He's just doing his own thing. But he is a judge. You feeling me?
Okay.
So turn to your neighbor and say, have you been before a judge?
Have you been before a judge?
Oh, yeah. Oh, oh yeah. Yeah, I know what being before a judge is like. And you? Okay, they have some power, don't they? Judge can have some power. So you always try to be nice to a judge. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes, sir. No, sir. And so there was a widow in that city, and she kept coming to him. Did she just do it one time?
No.
She could have, though, right? Like some of us.
Give up.
Some of us have given up. Turn to your neighbor and say, have you given up? And there was a widow in that city, and she kept coming to the judge saying, give me legal protection from my opponent. Do you have opponents? Do you have opponents in life?
Yeah.
Am I the only one?
Amen.
You got obstacles in life, you got other people you got to jump over and deal with in your life, you got opponents, people wanting you the worst for you, and you got people wanting the best for you.
Amen.
Is that true? Okay, so she was, we can relate to this woman, and for a while, he was unwilling. Why was he unwilling? Well, it says right there that he didn't fear God, and he didn't respect man. So it was just noise to him, right? And for a while, he was unwilling, in verse 4, but afterwards, he said to himself, self, turn to your neighbor and say, self. He said to himself, even though I do not fear God nor respect man. If you're a Christian, you have to have a healthy fear of God. Not this kind of fear. Not the boogeyman fear, you know, on the scary shows. You know, I'm scared. That's not that kind of scared. It's a reverent respect of God.
Amen.
If God is holy, man is sinful, respect Him, give Him that fear and that awe and reverence to Him, and you'll do fine.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you mess up. Even though we mess up, you'll do good. Do not, he doesn't fear God and respect man. Yet, verse 5, yet because this widow, she needs some help, this widow. She's got children, and she's probably got children, and she probably got, no telling how long she's been without a husband. She needs help. This lady needs help. Turn to your neighbor and say, have you ever needed some help? Yeah, we all have. And I want this lady for a lot of reasons. She knows there's just one place to go. There's no other place that she can go but this judge she is having a hard time penetrating. He has the power to sign off, if you will. How many of you know that deal? That the judge... the judge in the municipal court, wherever you were up in court, if you've ever been in court, they can sign off. They can make the judgment. That's why you need to be nice to them. And so he needs her. She needs to get signed off on something. She needs help. And yet, because this widow bothers me, not really bothers me, but she's like that. Have you ever heard that knock at your door? Go away! I've done that a lot. People knocking on your door unannounced. Or who is that? I don't like it. I don't like unsolicited knocks on my door. Is that the way you feel too? I just don't like it. It's intrusive. I don't know who it is. You know, I'm not expecting... You're like, who is that? I'm not expecting anybody. I'm not having an appointment. Is this a salesman? Or who is that? Yet because this widow bothers me or is persistent, she got an issue, she knows where to go, she didn't give up the first time or the second time when he denied her.
Amen.
And a lot of us have gotten to that point where we just gave up too quickly.
Amen.
And we walked away from God. Well, God ain't done nothing for me yet, so I'll just go back to the way it was. At least I was doing this and this and this and this. Go back to the green grass where God has the green grass for you. So don't give up. Don't give out. Don't give in. And be persistent with your prayers. Be persistent with your petitions to God. Don't give up the first time. And a lot of times he wants to see if your faith is real, and he wants to see if you're living by his word, and he wants to see all those things before he blesses you with answered prayer. You know, a lot of times we're on a time clock with God. Okay, I'll say a prayer. I'll wait a couple of days. It ain't happening, so, you know, God doesn't love me anymore. That's not right. That's not right. He does love his children, but he wants you to be persistent. So turn to your neighbor and say, are you persistent? And turn to your other neighbor and say, are you willing to persevere? Whoa, that's a tough one. Because you get worn out. You get tired. You don't see any results of you living a Christian life. Immediately you don't. You know, you will later, though, if you don't get it now. You know, that's something to look for. If you're having a bad day, find out what the Word of God says about heaven. Turn to your neighbor and say, heaven! I can't believe y'all did that. I just... Thank you, please. That's what I think on. I'm doing a study about heaven. I may be there today. I may be there 50 years from now. I'm 54 this year. And it used to be where I didn't think I was going to be no 54. At 25, I was like laughing at people that are 54 when I was 25. And all of a sudden, boop! And then from 54, it's going to be boop to the next little spot if God lets me live that long. And then, boop! I'm going to see Jesus. And I won't need to be persistent. My persistence and my perseverance will be manifested at the foot of Christ in heaven. Are you with me?
Amen.
There's no more problems. There's no more tears. There's no more health problems. There's no more finance problems. There's no more family problems. There's no more transportation problems. There's no more housing problems. I ain't got no more problems. Come on down to my heavenly condo and let's have a heavenly barbecue for 1,000 years or so. Oh, yeah. Turn to your neighbor and say, oh, yeah. So you got to think on those things that are lovely and true and good. Because, you know, we can all kind of get down and dwell in all our stuff that's happening. And a lot of that stuff is just really, really dark. It's tough and trying. But this woman, she didn't get what she wanted the first time. He didn't answer her the first time. But she kept on coming. So when you're in a position in God and you're not getting what you want the first, the second, the third time from God, keep on knocking.
Amen.
He wants to see what you're going to do.
Amen.
He wants to see if you're real or not. Or if you're just looking for the Santa Claus Jesus. Everybody's looking for that Jesus. I'll trust you, Lord, with my salvation, but boop, all my life's problems that have to be fixed. No. Jesus died on the cross to save you from your sins and to purchase a great place for you in His kingdom. That's the promise. And the promise too, y'all, if you're in Christ, if you're born again, that you can have the fruit of Christ. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control, 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 a better voice, more. Come on, y'all. Y'all don't like my singing? I'll never sing again, I promise you. I thought it was pretty good. Yet because if this widow bothers me, or she was persistent, I will give her legal protection. Why did he give in? She was persistent, y'all. Why did he give in to this widow that needed help? She was persistent, y'all.
Yes.
Turn to your neighbor and say, she was persistent.
She
didn't give up, did she? And some of y'all have given up. Some of y'all need to get back to the door. God. I'm sorry, God. I'm sorry, God, for just knocking a few times and leaving when you didn't answer my prayer according to my plan. I'm going to come on back, ask again, and I'm going to do a checkup on my life to see if I'm living right first. Don't go to God if you ain't living right.
Amen.
Be holy, therefore I am holy. Get your life cleaned up and then go to the throne of grace. Ask God to help you. He will. Just want to be lived clean like God. And he said, yet because this widow bothers me, I will give her legal protection. Otherwise, my continually coming, she will wear me out. Listen to Judge. She don't wear me out. I got to give in to this widow. She's got a lot of problems. She needs some protection. If she's coming to the right person, I do have the power, and she's wearing me out. Keep knocking, y'all. Keep knocking. Even if it's not getting answered and you're feeling bad about it, keep on asking. Maybe you don't know how to ask, just keep on asking anyway. Keep on knocking anyway. Keep on praying. And don't lose heart.
Man.
The first verse, all times you ought to pray and not lose heart. Jesus got it right. He always got it right. He said, don't lose heart just because it doesn't happen right away.
Amen.
And a lot of us are just giving up on Jesus because He's not answering our prayers right away. Sometimes it can be real slow. Turn to your neighbor and say, real slow. And the Lord said, Jesus said, hear what the unrighteous judge said. He's an unrighteous judge. How much more God, a righteous judge? Are you feeling me with this? God is a perfect judge. Our God is a perfect righteous, holy judge. How much more is a perfect, holy, righteous judge, our God, the Father and God of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, how much more does He want the best for His children than this unrighteous judge?
Amen.
That's powerful. That is a powerful statement. I hope you get that. That is unbelievably powerful. That this righteous judge, unrighteous judge, gave in to this lady, how much more does a righteous, holy, perfect God, the Father and God of our Lord and our Savior, doesn't He want the best for you? Doesn't He? Is He going to withhold anything that helps you be more like Christ? No. Is He going to give you everything you ask for to be more like Christ? You know, the thing is, if you're a Christian, professing Christian, or acting like a Christian, the real question is, do you want to be more like Christ through the sufferings? Through the sufferings. Yeah, I want to be like Christ and everything, but I don't want to go through all that suffering thing. That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings. Now, will not God bring about justice for His elect? Oh, let God, turn to your neighbor and say, let God fight your battles. Yeah. Some of you are trying to fight your own battles. You with me? Turn to your neighbor and say, we're almost over. Now will not God bring about justice for His elect who cry to Him day and night? Oh, I love it. I love this widow. I love this woman. I need to learn from this woman. I need to cry out the day and night to God, and I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. And if you're honest, you're going to say, I'm not doing it either. But I want to, and God knows your heart, and Jesus is liking it. Hey, this woman's going to get what she wants. She's going to get what she needs, not because she's asked for it, because she cries out to God day and night. She's always crying out to God. And I love that about this woman. I love it. I don't know her name, but I'll meet her one day in heaven. And will He delay long over them? No. No, not long. Turn to your neighbor and say, not long. See, 1,000 years is a day to God, so if you live 70 years on this earth, that's just like a blink of an eye. Turn to your neighbor and blink your eye like this. That's your life. That's your life to God in His timing. And I'll close. This is the last verse. Turn to your neighbor and say, thank you for being patient. I tell you that He will bring about justice for them quickly.
Amen.
However, when the Son of Man comes, He will find faith on the earth. You know, live by faith, right? Live by faith, not by sight. Live by faith, have hope in God. You know, we hope in God, but we don't hope like we hope for good weather the next day. Oh, I hope it rains. I hope it's sunny. I hope I get a raise. I hope my family, you know, starts straightening out. I hope, you know, I get... That's not the kind of hope we have in Christ. We have hope because we have confident expectation that what God says in His Word, read it, will come true. It will. And say, so if you're discouraged or struggling, get some answers. Get some answers. This is my notes. Where are my notes? I have none, except for the Word. Just read it. He'll be pleased with you. And do what it says do. So, all times pray. Be perseverant and patient. It'll be a good thing. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's a good thing. Father, thank you for this passage about the persistent widow. Wow. It's just eight verses, but we read them verse by verse, tried to explain them. I pray that I did it with accuracy and precision, with boldness and confidence in your spirit. I pray that lives can be changed today, that it'd be a tangible lesson, that someone needed this, and they can go out and live a fruitful life because of the word that was preached, not my personality or my energy, but the word. And Father, help us to be in the word every day as much as we eat. And Father, if there's anybody listening to this message that has never said, I want to be born again, I want to be saved, I want to put my faith and trust in Christ as my Savior, I want to repent of my sins, let today's word draw that person for salvation. Today is the day of salvation, not tomorrow, because we may not have tomorrow to give. And for all of us who already said yes to Jesus, He is our Savior, He is our Lord, I pray that the word spoken and preached today will help us as Christians know your Son just a little bit better than we did before. So we love you, we praise you, we give you all the glory and all the honor. And all of God's children said,
Amen.
Thank y'all.